WMFR in Medford.
New Jersey, Patty, lettuce,
tomato. You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Well, with my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I know two trippers, yes, two fall.
Freak sauce.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Where would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
1 teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Look up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, you.
Plastic
strawberries.
We begin our moment of here and now together. We'll share music, and when each of us becomes a pure instrument.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and sometimes Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and what we do on a Plastic Sushi is to always start off with some Japanese music, and then we genre jump our way through a freeform mix of jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, as many different genres as we possibly can that match our theme du jour. And then we mix in those audio samples from everywhere on top of the music. So tonight, we're bringing you another episode in my show sub-series of a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And in particular, we're going to be hearing another one of Jimi Hendrix's 1969 jams, a nearly 20-minute version of Nine to the Universe, where it's said that Jimmy was beginning to cross over into jazz fusion style. And for a while, he was hanging out with Miles Davis, and they were had some plans that were never realized to collaborate together. And this Nine to the Universe kind of points a direction of where they may have gone together on that. And then at the end of the show, as our jazz prelude to Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel, we'll be listening to Miles Davis, a piece from his Sketches of Spain album, Concierto de Aranjuez. Yes. And then also in the mix tonight, longer pieces from Led Zeppelin and Rush, plus a news report from anarchist journalist Sontage montage maker Chuck Yu. And, well, we began the show with not just one, but two Japanese artists. Two songs underneath 2 minutes each. Dragon Ash started us off with their intro to an album, Rio de Emotion, and then Pizzicato 5, Holiday for Audrey H. from On Her Majesty's Request. So, backing me up right now is Denki Groove with Baron Dance, and we're going to be hearing more from them very soon. So strap on your sonic seatbelts and get ready to go. In the next set, I'm going to be mixing you up 11 songs in less than 16 minutes, plus the audio clips from who knows where. And remember, if you don't like a song that you're hearing in the next set, don't worry. It will very, very quickly be over. So, yes, let's start off our next set here with Denki Groove again. And this is All My Muscles, Work Machine, from their UFO album. And then we're going to be hearing from some Beethoven, Jill Scott, La Tigra, the Ned Nash Orchestra, and more. Here at WMFO in Medford.
You don't have to worry about me because I'm never going to have sex.
Oh, Bobby, now don't say that.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Well, yes, if you were my daughter, but you're my son.
I for girls, but it's okay for boys.
It's called the double standard, Bobby. Don't knock it. We got the long end of the stick on that one.
I see.
I gotta admit, sometimes I feel weak for loving you the way I do. It's beyond me. Can't control it or force it to be, you know, what I want it to be. I think about you so much.
It wasn't that I was some saint trying to improve the world. It was because I was a selfish bastard that just, I knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah. do 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 do
and sing all night till the island hears in sight. You could hear those natives singing merrily. Mammy don't want no peas, no rice, no coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Mammy don't want no peas, no rice, no coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Mammy don't want no peas, no rice. Mammy don't want no coconut oil. Just a bottle of brandy handy all the time. They came to Nassau for a rest. So they came to Nassau for a rest. So they came to Nassau just to get a rest. All they get was whiskey and champagne all the time. Last night and the night before, last night and the night before, last night and the night before.
And so she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
She's a rebel, she's a saint, she's a salt of the earth, and she's dangerous. She's a rebel, vigilante, missing link on the brink of destruction. From Chicago to Toronto, she's the one that they call, oh, what's her name? She's a symbol of resistance, and she's holding on my arm like a hand grenade. Is she dreaming what I'm thinking? Is she the mother of all bombs gonna
night here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Our theme is a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. This is part three in my sub-series of that name. And we began that 16-minute set with 11 songs in it with the Japanese electronic band Denki Groove. All My Muscles, Work Machine, like part two. And then we heard from Ludwig van Beethoven, the Scherzo movement from Symphony No. 9. And then Jill Scott, Nothing Interlude, from her wonderfully emotional and touching album, Beautifully Human, Words and Sounds, Volume 2. And then La Tigra gave us Seconds, the Ned Nash Orchestra, A Fistful of Dollars, Monty Orchestra Norman, the James Bond theme. And then the Penguin Cafe Orchestra followed that with Harmonic Necklace. Wendy Carlos, her 1968 Moog synthesizer version of Bach's two-part invention in F major. Then Julie London with Hot Toddy. Blind Blake and his Royal Victorians, Peas and Rice, from a great album I found here in WMFO's World Music Collection many years ago. Calypso, Vintage Songs from the Caribbean. And then we finished things off with Green Day and She's a Rebel. And what a canonical Plastic Sushi set that was. Starting off with Japanese electronic, then going to German classical, some American soul music, some feminist punk, a movie theme, two movie themes, and then some new age in a way, some electronic classical, some cocktail jazz, some calypso, and some more modern punk. Yes, that's what was going on in that set. And backing me up right now is a Brian Eno production, Laraji, his Dance Number 2 from Ambient Volume 1. Well, actually, this is Laraji, a Brian Eno production, Dance Number 2. So we're coming up right now to one of the longer songs in this Plastic Sushi episode. And it's from 1969, a Jimi Hendrix jam session. So it's definitely a little bit rough, but that's why we like it. It's got his Band of Gypsies bandmates, namely Billy Cox on bass and Buddy Miles on drums. And Jimmy's girlfriend at the time, Devin Wilson, is singing in the background at certain places. And so on another one of our whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones a while back, I had played you another Jimi Hendrix jam from 1969. And that one had him and another guitar player, Jim McCarty, playing riffs. That was called Jimmy Jimmy Jam. And so what was going on there is just in 1969, Jimmy would hang out with other musicians, and sometimes a tape recorder was going on. Sometimes this was going on in a studio. And then after he died, a lot of these jams were taken up. And they're kind of notorious because there was one of the last producers that he worked with, Alan Douglas, and he basically got a hold of these and he released these albums, Crash Landing and Midnight Lightning, and also this Nine to the Universe in 1980. And they're controversial because he would, in some cases, wipe out all of the other backing musicians who were on those recordings, and then he'd replace them with session musicians way after Jimmy had died, and doing some, even sometimes he changed the tempo in some cases. But this one is a full-length version of Nine to the Universe before Alan Douglas got much to do with it in those big, perhaps destructive, but definitely song-changing ways. So, let's get that going on right now. And yeah, it's a little rough, but it's Jimi Hendrix, Billy Cox, and Buddy Miles, and D'Von Wilson, Jimi Hendrix's girlfriend at the time. Also, she was also called Dolly Dagger. That's a little scatting and rapping in the middle. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
help them, God. That's all I have.
That's all I am.
That's all right.
Tuned into the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and that was Jimi Hendrix, Billy Cox on bass, Buddy Miles on drums, and Jimmy's girlfriend, Devon Wilson, also known as Dolly Dagger, joining in there at the end with a little scatting and rapping. That song is now known as Nine to the Universe, the full-length jam with Devon Wilson, which I found, and you can too, on the internet with a little bit of searching. And our theme this evening is called A Whole Bunch of Really Short Songs and a Couple of Longer Ones. And at 19 minutes, that was our longest song so far. And actually, as I had described before we heard that song, there was a producer, Alan Douglas, who produced several posthumous albums, well, Crash Landing and Midnight Lightning, and then one called Nine to the Universe. And it's kind of his work is controversial because he had these tapes which were a lot of jam sessions with things not quite going right and rough, and he erased tracks from them and had musicians play over them. And so, you know, this was music with supposedly from Jimi Hendrix and with him playing guitar, but not as he was making it at the time. And actually, he didn't really, Alan Douglas was, quit as a producer for Jimi Hendrix before Jimi Hendrix died. And their relationship was not so productive, to say the least. So, you know, unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or emergency can happen anytime. In fact, a week ago, we lost power at my house in West Somerville for a couple of hours, and my neighbors did as well. So it's always a good idea to be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. And it's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy, because candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. You know, lighting fires in your home when the power's out? Well, we need some light, honey, and we've got candles, but yeah, open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on, as I have no doubts DJ Chris Major of Strike the Box on alternating Thursdays from noon until 2 p.m. can tell you, because he's a Somerville fireman, firefighter. And he's also, well, he's risen up through the ranks. He's one of the head honchos over in the Somerville Fire Department these days. And he's investigated many fires as well. So, yes. And actually, it's not a bad idea at all to carry around a flashlight. I have one on my keychain, and it's very useful at all times in an emergency and just poking around, going down to the basement, wherever you may find yourself. So yes, this is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme is a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And we've actually, we haven't had a whole lot of those audio clips from who knows where in a while. And now we're going to have a rather long one. It's, in fact, not just one audio clip, it's a whole bunch. And it's actually a report from anarchist journalist, radio DJ on WMFO and our sister station WMBR. And it's about a recent protest at MIT about the Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Salman and about the Yemen war. And over at MIT, activists gathered to reject MIT's invitation to Saudi Prince Salman to visit the campus. And, well, why don't we just have Chuck Yu tell you a little bit more.
150 people gathered on the MIT campus to raise their concern about the Institute's close relationship with Saudi Arabia. They were quite visible with signs and banners and handed out leaflets to all who walked by. Cole Harrison is with Massachusetts Peace Action, one of the sponsoring organizations of this event.
We want to just take the occasion of his being here to say he should stop the war in Yemen and MIT should not associate with him while he's making war in Yemen. Yemen is the worst humanitarian nightmare in the world right now. There's
even worse than Syria?
Yeah, even worse than Syria. They can't, it's a famine, it's cholera, and they're actually deliberately blockading the ports, so it's a very tragic situation.
Well, thank you for trying to do your part out here today and maybe get MIT to listen a little bit.
Well, we will be presenting petitions to President Reif after our rally. We have 6,000 petition signatures that MIT should just not invite the prince.
Okay, well, does he know you're coming?
Maybe not. We didn't make a point of contacting him. But he probably knows about that petition. It's been circulated online for about a month, so.
Cole Harrison was later the first to address the group assembled.
The U.S. should not be an ally of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is not our friend. We know how Saudi treats women. We know how Saudi treats minorities like Shia. We know how Saudi treats human rights advocates and journalists. It represses them. Saudi Arabia is no country to emulate. It's no country for the United States to be in bed with.